You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It was the deadliest battle and the biggest U.S. defeat in the entire War of 1812, and it all happened in Monroe. The Battle of the River Raisin helped form the policy leading to the forced removal of Michigan's native tribes, pushing them west. It led to the battle cry, "Remember the River Raisin." Well, now there are big plans to get Americans to do exactly that. A $100 million redevelopment of the River Raisin National Battlefield is underway. And Tony Cooper's executive director for the River Raisin National Battlefield Park Foundation. Tony, the War of 1812 saw British and Canadian soldiers with their native allies fighting against the U.S. troops. Briefly, tell us what happened during this battle in January 1813.
The battle was an interesting battle because it was between U.S. and British soldiers, but it also included the Native Americans and the French. And of the Native American, we can trace 20 Native nations back to this battle. And it was essentially a battle of land. So the British wanted the land for themselves, the Americans wanted the land for themselves, and the Native Americans and French just wanted to protect the land that they were already living on. So what happened with the battle is the British and the Americans basically made the Native nations take sides, and it became one of the deadliest battles in American history. It also is the site where more POWs were removed from American soil than ever in history. And so what ended up happening there is the British won. The Battle of the River Raisin, they had it, and essentially the Americans came back, and eventually they defeated the British after lots of deaths, after lots of POWs removed. What ended up happening, though, is Chief Tecumseh from the Native Nations rallied the Native Nations to come back and fight for their land, take back their land that was theirs, and that's what helped the British defeat the United States. When the whole thing was done and the United States came back, it ended up happening because policies were made. So the United States started saying, they killed us, these savages, they need to be defeated. And in order to do that, they said, remember the raisin was the rally cry that they said in order to say, hey, we need to come back. We need to rally against these individuals. We need to rally against these savages. It was horrible. It was a deadly battle. Lots of people were killed in this battle. And it ended up leading to Native American policy, Indian removal. You know, a lot of people think Indian removal happened where the St. Louis Arches are, but the Indian Removal Act was actually signed right here in Michigan, in southeast Michigan, which started forcing the Native nations to move out west.
It's amazing sense that so much history happened at this site, at the River Raisin National Battlefield, yet somehow the War of 1812 just doesn't get the attention that the Revolutionary War gets, certainly that the Civil War gets. When I'm thinking of, you know, visits I've made to Gettysburg and Appomattox and New Market and many other battle sites. And I know that this redevelopment, you're hoping to really shine this attention back onto the War of 1812. Tell us about these redevelopment plans.
What we're trying to do is tell the untold story of the War of 1812 from an educational perspective, but also from an immersion perspective. So there'll be a few pieces to it. The huge development is a 20-year corridor plan that includes economic development, an amphitheater, and more. But right now, what we're focusing on is recreating the frontier life. So equivalent to what, like, most people in Michigan would understand Greenfield Village. So if you think of the Greenfield Village of the War of 1812, so they'll get immersed into frontier life. They'll learn about how they lived here before the war occurred. They'll learn about fur trading, rope making, blacksmith, and we're going to rebuild all these houses. So through a grant, a DNR grant, that we have been able to purchase houses, and through another grant, tear these houses down. And what's going to happen is that whole development's going to occur within the next few years, where you're going to start seeing frontier life recreated.
Tony, when is the earliest visitors will start to see these new improvements?
The houses have been purchased from willing sellers, and those will start being torn down this month. I don't have an exact date, but it will be this month. And then the development will occur. The first building will be built within the next 12 months. So you can say that by spring of 2019, you'll see the first building going up.
And ultimately, how far out will it take to really transform the battlefield? How many years?
I would say within the next 5 years, you're going to start seeing a big transformation. And then the complete project is supposed to be done within 20 years.
I guess your hope would be, when you think of the visitors coming to Gettysburg and so many of the other Civil War sites, to be able to draw as many visitors to the Monroe area.
Yeah, we want to be one of the top tourist destinations in the area. Michigan State University did a study that once this is all completed, we should expect 1 million visitors in southeast Michigan.
So, Toni, what's happening September 15th?
We have Rally on the River Raisin. It's a free event where visitors from anywhere can come and see what frontier life was like. And they can do rope making, candle making, fur trading, and all the aspects of frontier life, getting a preview of what's to come here at the battlefield.
Toni Cooper is the executive director for the River Raisin National Battlefield Park Foundation. Toni, thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.